4. Lecture. Listen to the lecture. Then listen to and answer questions 1 to 8 following the lecture. For each of questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer among 4 choices. To answer question 8, follow the instruction you hear for it. You will hear the lecture and questions twice.
Most people spend an immense amount of their life talking, listening, and, in advanced societies, reading and writing. Normal conversation uses 4,000 or 5,000 words an hour. A radio talk, where there are fewer pauses, uses as many as 8,000 or 9,000 words per hour. A person reading at a normal speed covers 14,000 or 15,000 words per hour. So, someone who chats for an hour, listens to a radio talk for an hour, and reads for an hour, possibly comes into contact with 25,000 words in that time. Per day, the total could be as high as 100,000. The use of language is an integral part of being human. Children all over the world start putting words together at approximately the same age and follow remarkably similar paths in their speech development. All languages are surprisingly similar in their basic structure, whether they are found in South America, Australia, or near the North Pole. Language and abstract thought are closely connected, and many people think that these two characteristics, above all, distinguish human beings from animals. An inability to use language adequately can affect someone's status in society and may even alter their personality. Because of its crucial importance in human life, every year an increasing number of psychologists, sociologists, anthropologists, teachers, speech therapists, computer scientists, and copywriters, to name but a few professional groups, realize that they need to study language more deeply. So it is not surprising that in recent years, one of the fastest expanding branches of knowledge has been linguistics, the systematic study of language. Linguistics tries to answer the basic questions: what is language, and how does language work? It probes into various aspects of these problems, such as: what do all languages have in common? What range of variation is found among languages? How does human language differ from animal communication? How does a child learn to speak? How does one write down and analyze an unwritten language? Why do languages change? To what extent are social class differences reflected in language? And so on.
Questions. Question 1.
According to the lecture, what do people in non-advanced societies spend little time doing?
Question 2.
According to the lecture, how many words per hour does normal conversation use?
Question 3.
According to the lecture, what is a significant difference between a radio talk and a normal conversation?
Question 4.
According to the lecture, how many words per hour does a person reading at a normal speed cover?
Question 5.
According to the lecture, what do many people think distinguishes human beings from animals?
Question 6.
According to the lecture, if you cannot use language adequately, what may happen?
Question 7.
In the lecture, which of the following professional groups is not mentioned as realizing that language needs to be studied more deeply?
Question 8.
According to the lecture, what various aspects of basic questions does linguistics probe into? Choose 3 of the following that are mentioned in the passage, among others. Most people spend an immense amount of their life talking, listening, and, in advanced societies, reading and writing. Normal conversation uses 4,000 or 5,000 words an hour. A radio talk, where there are fewer pauses, uses as many as 8,000 or 9,000 words per hour. A person reading at a normal speed covers 14,000 or 15,000 words per hour. So, someone who chats for an hour, listens to a radio talk for an hour, and reads for an hour, possibly comes into contact with 25,000 words in that time. Per day, the total could be as high as 100,000. The use of language is an integral part of being human. Children all over the world start putting words together at approximately the same age and follow remarkably similar paths in their speech development. All languages are surprisingly similar in their basic structure, whether they are found in South America, Australia, or near the North Pole. Language and abstract thought are closely connected, and many people think that these two characteristics, above all, distinguish human beings from animals. An inability to use language adequately can affect someone's status in society and may even alter their personality. Because of its crucial importance in human life, every year an increasing number of psychologists, sociologists, anthropologists, teachers, speech therapists, computer scientists, and copywriters, to name but a few professional groups, realize that they need to study language more deeply. So it is not surprising that in recent years, one of the fastest expanding branches of knowledge has been linguistics, the systematic study of language. Linguistics tries to answer the basic questions: what is language, and how does language work? It probes into various aspects of these problems, such as, what do all languages have in common? What range of variation is found among languages? How does human language differ from animal communication? How does a child learn to speak? How does one write down and analyze an unwritten language? Why do languages change? To what extent are social class differences reflected in language? And so on.
Questions. Question 1.
According to the lecture, what do people in non-advanced societies spend little time doing?
Question 2.
According to the lecture, how many words per hour does normal conversation use?
Question 3.
According to the lecture, what is a significant difference between a radio talk and a normal conversation?
Question 4.
According to the lecture, how many words per hour does a person reading at a normal speed cover?
Question 5.
According to the lecture, what do many people think distinguishes human beings from animals?
Question 6.
According to the lecture, if you cannot use language adequately, what may happen?
Question 7.
In the lecture, which of the following professional groups is not mentioned as realizing that language needs to be studied more deeply?
Question 8.
According to the lecture, what various aspects of basic questions does linguistics probe into? Choose three of the following that are mentioned in the passage, among others.
This is the end of the listening section.